The Wire journalist sparks controversy with his absurd post about PM Modi. Netizens demand arrest. Netizens said, "No one has right to assassinate the character of the Prime Minister using morphed pictures. Ravi Nair deserves to be punished." Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on his 3-day visit to the United States, and the whole country is feeling proud of the welcome he received. Leading from the front, PM Modi has always worked in strengthening the bond between the two countries. Amidst such joy and proud moment, a journalist working for the controversial website, The Wire, has shared some morphed controversial pictures of PM from his official account. He did not stop here, as he is calling everyone liars who are condemning his post and calling it Photoshop. Nair shared derogatory pictures of PM Modi with women who are placed around him with the help of software applications. The caption to his tweet is, "This won't be deleted." When a verified user Prachi Sadhvi demanded Ravi's arrest, he absurdly quoted the tweet and wrote, "Hey Prachi, I don't your real name, the onus is on you to provide evidence that all these photographs are fake and Photoshop. If you prove it, I'll delete my tweet and apologize for my mistake. This is an open challenge. Please accept it." To this, Prachi replied, sharing some pictures and wrote, "Here's the proof. Ravi Nair wants to malign the image of PM Modi by using Photoshop at Gujarat Police, at Upper Police, at Delhi Police, at Moindia. Immediate action should be taken." Nair, whose Twitter bio suggests he is an author at The Wire, NewsClick and Janta Ke Reporter websites. He has 1,22,000 followers on Twitter, and his profile is filled with posts against Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, and PM Modi. In some of the posts, he can be seen appreciating Congress and supporting them. Some of the tweets are: sharing PM Modi's picture from the visit, Nair wrote, "Modi has to bow down before Mahatma Gandhi's statues on foreign soil. That is the greatness of Mahatma Gandhi, even when Modi's fans and his party members and his party's IT cell try their best to belittle the significance of the father of independent India." Sharing the video of the same, he wrote, "In India, he personally bows down before the photograph of Vinayak Damodar Savarkar. On foreign soil, he has to bow down before Mahatma Gandhi. Let his fans condemn this if he is not acting." Targeting the PM, Nair wrote on June 21st, "Cloud cover to escape radars, collecting gas straight from the drain just with a lathe, tractor tire tubes to carry the gas collected from the drain with a lathe to the fields, extra 2 ab in a 2 plus b 2 equals a plus b 2 formula. Who else made so many scientific discoveries only in 9 years? Nair wrote, "The Indian PM himself and the PMO had tweeted around 30 plus times about PM Modi's visit to the USA. The US president or the White House did nothing till this moment." End of the story. He also wrote, "It is sad to see my PM falling to this level to promote himself and looks relevant in the global scenario. My country's respect is burned by the PM of India to fulfill his personal agenda of projecting himself as a global leader." On June 23, Nair wrote, "Live press conference and a teleprompter. Jai Hind." Following the post of Nair, hashtag arrest Ravi Nair is trending on Twitter. Here is what the netizens said. People demanded arrest of the journalist. Arun Yawad wrote, "I demand Ravi Nair to be arrested." Yogi Devnath also demands strict action against the journalist. He wrote, "Such antisocial elements should be picked up and put in jail. Hashtag arrest Ravi Nair." Another user wrote, "How long will we tolerate the insult of our Prime Minister? Have we become so blind in opposition that they are trying to assassinate the character?" Another user wrote, "This Congress guy is not only abusing PM of India but also women in this edited pictures." Another user wrote, "India's pride PM Modi is being welcomed, lauded, saluted and getting a big round of applause everywhere. D world leaders call him boss, while at T_D_H_Nair is trying to defame him by posting his fake edited photos." Responding to all the demands and hashtags against his tweet, Nair wrote, "Dear Sandhi trolls, come with factual details and correct me with evidence, proof if I'm wrong. I would happily accept my mistake and sincerely apologize for my mistake. But if you think your abuses, trolling, and court cases will silence me, you are barking at the wrong tree." Sandhi is a derogatory term used to refer to people supporting the right-wing ideology, in general for those supporting the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh's ideology. This is not the first time that Ravi Nair is being demanded or booked under sections of IPC. In July 2022, the Delhi police issued an arrest warrant to independent journalist Ravi Nair in connection with a defamation case filed by the Adani Group. Nair was charged with defamation for his report published on the website, The Wire. Nair's stories are anti-BJP. He has drawn derogatory parallels for numerous politicians of the party than just PM Modi. Notably, in 2019 and 2020, Nair published investigative reports about the company in NewsClick, in which he alleged that the company had used its political influence to secure the rights to develop and operate airports throughout India. Last July, he authored a two-part report about offshore investors in the company for Adani Watch, a non-profit news group that documents the conglomerate's activities. People have again demanded his arrest following the derogatory comment on the nation's prime minister. Also read, Maharashtra, leftist leader and The Wire contributor suspected of killing mother surrenders after a week of the manhunt topics. The Wire journalist hashtag asked Ravi Nair demands to arrest Ravi Nair intensified Modi in US Narendra Modi PM Modi Fediard Ravi Nair.